Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. Sit down, because we have a powerhouse show for you. My first guest is touring the country and the world. Major superstar we haven't talked to in a long time, Shania Twain, will be joining us. 50s and 60s heartthrob, our buddy Frankie Avalon. John Larroquette has rebooted The Night Court, and he'll be here to talk about that. Actress Valerie Bertinelli will be joining us. Stone Cold Steve Austin, a famous wrestler and now a TV talk show host, will be here. From the Fat Tuna and the show Wicked Tuna, Captain Bob Smith, MTV's Svengoolie. I love that show. And then we'll talk to Victor Sanchez in our lifestyle portion about finances and Chef Alejandro Ramos about pasta. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. I'll be right back with Shania Twain.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1850.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I said, they'll never make it. But just look at us holding.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today, and that's Shania Twain. Boy, I tell you, that is a lovely voice. She is a magnificent talent, and she hasn't been on our show in a long, long time. But she's back now to talk about what she's doing in her life, and there's a lot of exciting things happening.
Her picture graces our walls, and I even have a signed guitar hanging over me right now with her name on it. I'm a huge fan, as millions of people are across the country. And that, of course, is Shania Twain. Hi, Shania. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. And it's true. Actually, right above me right now, I have an acoustic guitar that you signed for me when you were down here in Orlando, and I have it hanging, and it's right next to an Elvis Presley signed guitar. That's how much pride I have in it.
Oh, that's good company.
That is excellent company. Well, thank you for being with us. It's so nice to have you here.
My pleasure.
Speaking about Elvis, I know you make reference to Elvis in a couple of your songs, and when you were here in Orlando, Joe Esposito, who was Elvis's road manager and best man and pal, flew all the way in from California to be at the concert in Orlando. That's how big of a fan he is of you. So I tell you, you have some really great people up on the food chain that love you in concert.
Wow, that's great. And that's wonderful.
Well, I'm excited about this brand new CD that you have called Up, which I know is long awaited by all your fans. 34 million CDs come on oversold, and I'm wearing a pinky ring right now that my wife gave me that says inside of it, "You're still the one." So you have a lot of
Nice.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Sure, yeah.
Now, this new CD that you have is kind of unique in as much as that it is not only a CD loved by people here in the States. This is kind of an international thing, isn't it?
It very much is. Encouraged. The funny thing, it's encouraged primarily by, you know, my fans in this part of the world because, you know, touring Come On Over was primarily in the States and in Canada. And, you know, if the audience is here that are really encouraging me to explore my versatility because they themselves are so diverse. I mean, there's just so many different types of people at my concert, and it just made me realize that I actually have a lot more different types of people to please than I realized. Instead of, you know, it's been a positive challenge, let's put it that way, because, you know, I get letters from fans saying, you know, my sister likes this song, but I've got my own CD because I like I like different songs. My mother has her own CD because she likes other songs, and they just sort of, for some reason, go for different types of songs on the CD, especially on this new one, and hence, I mean, the amount of songs that are on it. There are 19 songs. And
wow.
Of course, you know, as you mentioned, there's three different arrangements of this, of the music, which I think just gives the fans more choice. And I like doing that. I like that idea. I like it myself even just for listening.
Well, I tell you something. I think it's kind of unique in how it's put together, too. You actually have it color-coded. Green is for the country fans, red is for the pop fans, and blue is for the international fans. I think that's a unique situation.
I know. It was a crazy idea. I mean, the record company said, you know, how do people know the difference? And I just came up with this color idea because I visualized everything and thought, well, you know, color relates very much to feel and mood, so I gave them colors.
Now, of course, as we mentioned before, the 34 million CD seller Come On Over is huge. Now, this is called Up, 19 new tracks, as you mentioned, but you really, after a sabbatical at home in Switzerland that you took and a little time off, becoming a mom for the first time, you really have accumulated musicians from all over the world, Indian musicians. You recorded some with a 40-piece orchestra in Ireland, in Italy, in Paris, and Berlin. What made you go all over the world to get a sound that is so unique that it is only Shania Twain?
Well, we literally followed the musicians around is what we did. And I think it's just more fun for us, too, because, you know, this is all original music. So after spending months and months and months writing the music, it's just nice to have some change and change your environment. And, you know, it helps inspire you just to get out into a different environment. So we got some traveling in and also the authenticity of the musicianship.
Mm-hmm.
And the instruments and all that sort of thing. I think that says a lot, you know. For instance, nobody plays country music like American musicians. So, of course, we wanted to come to the American musicians. We went to the Caribbean and we invited everybody up there. And we did the Green CD there. And, of course, Mumbai, India is where the Blue CD was recorded and so on and so forth. So it was done over quite a long period of time and in various different places just for the flavor.
That's great. Shania, you have some favorites out of these 19 tracks, don't you?
I do. It's hard to pick. I mean, I sort of change my mind every once in a while, but some stay true. Forever and For Always is a very strong favorite of mine. When You Kiss Me is also a big favorite of mine. Ka-Ching, I really love that one. I don't know. I love different ones for different reasons, mm-hmm. but I guess if I had to pick favorites, those would probably be my most favorite.
How does touring now affect you with a little one now? Because when I saw you here in Orlando, I thought to myself, gosh, you had to be beat by the time you left that stage. I mean, you worked that stage, you went out into the audience, you were dancing. I mean, it's a production that you are just in awe of. And you know what I like about it is the musicians, unlike any other band that I've ever seen, including Elvis and Sinatra, they don't stay in one place. They're scattered all over the stage, too. I mean, that's, from a singer's standpoint, is a different setting to be in.
You know, everyone's a star at these shows. Every person in the audience is a star. I mean, everyone's there just to have a good time and have fun, and there's no limit. There's no, you know, we're just all there together. So I always just tell the band, go out there and have fun and, you know, get lost in the music, and that's what everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
So high energy is definitely what it's all about. I mean, the show is 2 hours long, and I think you really need to get adrenalized to keep your energy up for 2 hours. And you feed off the audience, too. I mean, they're so enthusiastic and just so amazing. I'm I'm always amazed at the audience and how much fun they have with this music. It's just so inspiring because, of course, you know, we do the same songs night after night after night, but every night it's new. It feels new.
I got to tell you something, and I'm not saying this because you're a guest on the show, but I'm going to be very honest with you, and I've been all my life in the music business, and I have to tell you very candidly and very truthfully, all of the female artists that I have seen perform, all the way back to Connie Francis, nobody, absolutely nobody, excites the audience, and I think no one does a better job than you, Shania. And I really mean that. I'm not. I can say that because when you're telling the truth, you can say whatever you want to say, and that is the truth. Your voice quality,
your stage presence and appearance,
everything is 100%. It's a great show.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I was actually going to say earlier that, you know, I think what's so rewarding about concert performance is that the audience is so forgiving. You know, you go through 2 hours of your performance, and you know, every once in a while you might miss a lyric, or you know, you're going to miss a note here and there, and maybe you run out of breath here, or you know, there's a lot of imperfections to live performance, but it's all about the vibe and the, you know, the spirit of the whole thing, and the audience just doesn't care. They're just having so much fun, and you're thinking, wow, this is the best place on earth to be right now, and it's a great feeling.
And you make it the best place to be. I know certainly no secret that you came from very humble beginnings to superstardom. I know that your life has changed drastically over the past few years, and I couldn't be happier for it. You're very deserving of it, especially with the problems that your family had early on, and I congratulate you for coming out of any valley and going right to the top of the mountain, Shania.
Thank you so much.
You did a great job. Got to do your old stuff every once in a while. You can't walk away from that. But that new material on the new CD, Up. And are you getting up for this now?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, waiting 3.5 years to do it. So I'm pretty excited. And like you said, it's a mix of everything. There's old, new. I mean, basically, it's all the hits.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I mean, I never got tired of the older stuff. It is like visiting old friends. And, you know, it's all a good time.
Oh, that's great. Shania, thank you so much. I know you've been on a very busy schedule,
and I appreciate you taking time out to join us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks,
Shania.
And Shania Twain is now on not only a nationwide tour, but a world tour. She's keeping extremely busy. For all the dates and everything you want to know about Shania, you go on to ShaniaTwain.com, ShaniaTwain.com, and you'll find all of her concert dates, ticket prices, all of her CDs. She has sold millions of records around the world. And, you know, when I mentioned about her early childhood, she lost her parents in an automobile accident at a very young age, and then she had to go on and raise her siblings because they were so much younger than her, along with trying to build a career in music. And boy, she has done that. Unbelievable lady. If you get a chance to see her in concert, you got to do so. It's a dynamic show. And as I mentioned earlier, I got her picture and a signed guitar that she gave to me a couple of years back when she was in the Orlando area. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Let's go, girls. Feel like a woman.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Now that the restrictions on the pandemic have eased up, cruising is back, and we're going to be talking to a friend of ours who loves to cruise. He is a legendary star, too. We're going to go cruising with Frankie Avalon. Hi, Frankie. How you doing?
For the nice intro, Ron.
Well, you know what? When you're dealing with nice Italian guys, you know, you just got to stick together, you know, Frankie?
All right. Well, yeah, I see. That must be that of my heritage also.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. All right.
You and I first met at the Peabody Hotel a few years back here in Orlando. And I have on our wall of fame here a great picture, red, white, and blue, you with the white jacket, me with the red, and Wink Martindale with the blue jacket that was taken at the Peabody here. I think it was a radio convention a few years ago.
Didn't we have dinner after?
Yes, we did.
All right, I do remember.
Yeah, the memory's coming back. There you go.
All right, got it.
Great cruise. I'm excited about this, Frankie. I mean, this is, I mean, there's cruises, and then there are really neat cruises. And this one is with a lot of our mutual friends. Got Carl Gardner's Drifters, unfortunately, Carl, we lost, and Dion.
Yeah, well, you know what, Ron? It's a unique cruise. You know, I'm sure lots of people have cruised around this world. But this one is so unique because of the fact that it really is unique to the fact of it's music, it's inspiration, it's a feeling of reminiscing, it's a memory that we all get together and we do shows together, we mix and mingle with the people, the passengers. It's not just do a show, go to your cabin and not be seen. We really get around and enjoy the cruise with the people because for some reason, it isn't to where the people are, you know, waiting in line to say hello or sign an autographed book or something. It's not that kind of a thing. You just wander around just like any other passenger,
mm-hmm.
have breakfast in the morning, and people come by, say hello, sit at a table with some people, reminisce, talk to them, sit by the pool, get some sun, get on a tender, get off the ship, go to a port, go to St. Thomas, have some pina coladas,
yeah.
back on board. So it's that kind of a feeling and a flavor to this cruising. It's not the normal to where you really don't know. Everybody gets to know one another because they're there for the same reason. It's a wonderful memory, and it's a time of the period of their life that they'd like to reminisce about.
You know, I give you a lot of credit for doing that, though, Frankie, because I remember we were going to do something very similar with our mutual friend Tony Orlando, and what happened was that the comment was made somewhere in the discussion where, you know, you really don't get any relaxation on these cruises for the entertainers. I mean, for the guest, it is, wow, it is out of sight. But, you know, you guys really do it right because you do mix with the people, which is what they want to do. They not only want to see Frankie Avalon singing Venus, which, by the way, was the song we came in this segment, but they also want to see Frankie Avalon have that pina colada and sit next to him at breakfast.
Well, you know, you're right, Rod. But, you know, first of all, the most important thing is you have to be a people person.
Right.
Tony Orlando is a dear friend of mine. He is a people person.
Yes, he is.
Dion is. The people that Time Life puts together on this cruise, they are people persons. They like to be around people. Some people don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I've been like that all my life. And the friends that I just talked about, they're the same way. So that's why we don't mind it. We enjoy it.
Well, that's sensational.
Well, not only that, Ron. You know, the mere fact of you're on a ship that the crew caters to their passengers. You get the best food. You get the best service. What I like about cruising is the fact that you don't have to make any plans at all. All the plans are made for you.
Right.
When I get on a cruise and I get into that cabin, and my luggage is right there because they put it there, and I take out my clothes, and I don't have to get taxi cabs. I don't have to make reservations at hotels. I don't have to go into different areas, whether it's good or bad. I'm there. They take care of everything. When I get off the ship, everybody is together. You know, you enjoy the sun. You enjoy the beaches. So how much better would you want than anything like that?
Well, you know, and as an entertainer, you know that the best part of this job is standing on the wings waiting to go on. You get paid for the travel. And
that's right.
And in this particular situation, you're at a home base for 8 days. I mean, it's a perfect scenario for you.
Absolutely. And, if you haven't cruised, the experience is unique because of the fact that your luggage is tagged. It's brought to you. Everything is done systematically. That's why cruise lines have been on the up for a long, long time, because they are so enjoyable.
And the fact of the matter is, this attracts the exact demo that is going to be just outrageously happy to see all of you guys and girls.
And not only that, you know, it's an opportunity where people have so much fun, Ron, because on their cabin doors, I remember the first one I did, they put on their cabin doors, they put like old pictures, photographs of some of their favorites. They put photographs of them with their husbands that were then their boyfriends at the time, and they really dress up their cabin doors. They'll come out at night and put on a poodle skirt or a pencil stick skirt or a guy that's got the duck tail, and you know, it really is a fun time. It's an experience, and it's the best.
Oh gosh, you and I'm sure have a million mutual friends, but one buddy of yours who I see often and talk to often. We joke around all the time. All I'm going to say is that he has helmet hair, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Tommy and I have been friends for years and years and years, you know.
I think he uses your name at room service sometimes.
I think so.
He's a piece of work.
He sure is. He's a very talented guy and a friend for many, many years.
Frankie, what is it when you walk out on stage and you see all of these people who remember every single word of your songs, remembers the movies? I mean, that is a sign of fine wine, is when it gets better year by year. And it has lasted a long time for you, and rightfully so, my friend.
Yeah, Ron, you know, it's very touching. I go into the audience quite a bit because I like doing that. Again, I'm a people person. So when I'm out in the audience and I'm singing, and I'll pass by a table or seats or whatever, and I'll see someone with tears in their eyes.
Oh, wow.
Because it must be something very important to them. And I get pretty teary-eyed myself because I know it's affected them some way, you know. So that makes me feel real good.
Oh, boy, and rightfully so, too. Hey, Frankie, it's always great talking with you, and look forward to coming back down here to Orlando one of these days.
Yeah, pretty soon, hopefully. Ron, nice talking with you again. Hope to see you. In the meantime, for those of you who want to get away from the kids, the grandkids, and go on a nice cruise and become 17, 18-year-old again, come and join us on the cruise. It's wonderful.
I'm going to do that, Frankie. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Bye now.
Frankie Avalon has been our guest, one of the real legendary singers of our time. Boy, I tell you, what memories Frankie brings back.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Frankie.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Republican hopefuls are in Iowa this weekend. More than a half a dozen current or potential GOP presidential candidates will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser Saturday. Former President Trump is scheduled to give remarks remotely today as he seeks to shore up support among evangelical voters. The U.S. Embassy is warning American citizens in Sudan to shelter in place. Sudan's military says it has agreed to help evacuate citizens from other countries, including the USA, as fighting rages on between the army and a rival group. Protests and other events are being held to mark this Earth Day. Volunteers around the world are planting trees and picking up trash for the 54th annual day to honor the environment. Climate change activists are protesting outside the Parliament building in London. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And we're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. The premiere of this television show, Night Court, was on January 4th of 1984. And here we are in 2023 talking about the reboot of Night Court, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC. And its stars joining us right now, friend of many years, John Larroquette.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for being with us again. It's always nice talking with you.
Always a pleasure.
Before we talk about the success of the show, which has been immense over the past months, I want to tell you, I really mean what I say. Whatever you do, whatever you put your hands on, whether it's comedy, whether it's drama, it just turns out very believable. And I think that's a sign of a marvelous craftsman.
Well, that's very kind of you, you know, and, it, you know, Jason Robards once said, if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. So a lot of credit to writers and the people that are behind the scenes. It's always, you know, I try to pick stuff that I love, and that's part of it, is just doing what you like to do.
Can you see it on the page? I mean, you know, I remember very distinctly a few years ago, I was with Yakov Smirnoff, and he had his routine wrapped up in a, you know, like a little rubber band, and he said, here, I'm going to go on this ride, you hold it. And I opened it up, and I looked at it, and I said, boy, when this guy goes on stage tonight, he's going to die with this routine. You know, this poor guy, you know, I should probably warn him. And then I went that night, and that same routine turned to magic.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes with Yakov, too, particularly, it's, you know, it's his stuff, so he imbues it with a sense of life that probably it doesn't jump off the page at you, but he knows what he's going to do with it. But with a script, I mean, you look at the lines, you look at the situation, you have to, you know, make a decision whether or not you think this is worthy of your time. And when I read the script, I loved it. It reminded me of my life. It reminded me of the fact that so much of our generation, at least my generation, is going through this, you know, with kids who you think you're done with them, but you're really not.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I think that is one of the keys to this show. I mean, obviously, you and I are about the same age, and when you look at the largest demographic out there, the baby boomers, it's us.
Yep.
So consequently, whatever goes on TV that you and I and our age group can relate to, we're going to attract the largest number of people. And boy, I tell you, what the storylines are certainly ones that are very familiar to this kid, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, they're not that far-fetched either. You know, I think they're identifiable and they're within the realm of possibility. And I think the best humor actually comes from real-life situations that are just stretched a bit in the fictional world in order to make them funny.
And you know, the nice part about it is that they're endless storylines. A lot of times you'll watch a show and you'll think to yourself, that's great, but how are they going to get past the third episode? But this thing here go on forever.
Yeah, in this country, I think we'll be fine with storylines.
And I think, John, too, the other thing that you've been able to do is the fact that a lot of times when people have a very, very successful television show, they're only seen as that. I say this affectionately, but for many, many years, Carol O'Connor, no matter what he did as a police officer, he was always Archie Bunker to me. But I do see Dan Fielding.
Well, good. Well, it's probably because he's also, you know, 20 years older than he was. You know?
The hair color has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it's a lighter shade of black. But that's, you know, some of that's intentional. You know, I was, I've told the story before, but during the middle of Night Court, I was offered a spinoff of that character to do his own series, and I said no. And whether or not that's a good decision or a bad decision was a decision I made, because that has been the best decision that I've ever made, because it gave me a chance to do, you know, David Kelly, and gave me a chance to do movies that I wouldn't have had the chance to do, probably. And the John Larroquette Show after Night Court, because it was, you know, the idea of being an actor is you want to be different people and show different slices of life.
How does it feel to have 5 Emmys sitting on your mantle?
I've said this about the Emmys before, and I really mean it. I mean, the point of pride with me and Emmys is that it's your peers who decides who gets those. And if you're lucky enough to be successful to have a job, usually you don't see the other people in the industry too much, except those who are directly connected with your show, because you're stuck in your own little tunnel of doing your show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emmys are a chance for your peers to look around and say, you know what, I watch his show and I really like it and I like his work, so we're gonna tell him so. And that's one of the reasons why they're precious to me, is because it was guys like me, you know, the journeyman actors of the world, who got up there and voted for me.
You know, I've often said that really when you win an award that's within the industry, no matter what, the best insurance salesman, whatever the case may be, it's always nice to win it by your peers, because you can always impress people outside of the industry because they don't know anything about the business. But when you're really impressing the people inside the walls of the industry that you've chosen, like you just mentioned, that's the real compliment. But you really studied music for a long time. Did you want to be a musician before an actor?
You know, I was a musician in New Orleans as a kid. And when you're born and raised in New Orleans, I think you have to play music.
You have to, yeah.
Jail.
It's a law. It's a law down there.
It is a law, yeah. Yes. And I enjoyed music, but I realized at about 18 or 19 years old that I wasn't a gifted musician, and I do have a bit of a competitive edge in me. And I'm a bit ambitious, and I wanted to be at least try to be one of the best of whatever it was I was going to do with my career, whatever it might be. And I kind of knew music wasn't that, because I wasn't Pete Fountain, I wasn't Acker Blick. I just didn't have the intuitive talent to soar on the saxophone or the clarinet. So I kind of stopped playing. I play for myself now occasionally, but that's when I started in radio when I was 18, right after I stopped playing music, and that sort of led to acting.
Did you play sax and clarinet? Is that what you play?
Yeah.
See, I can relate to that. I played trumpet for many years, in fact, for 12 years, and I had lips far before it became fashionable like Mick Jagger. I mean, you know, it was brutal, you know, I mean, and no girl wanted to get nowhere near me because I looked like, wow, you're right. I mean, it's a tough situation. I was just going to ask you, you were a disc jockey for how many years?
You know, altogether, probably about four or five on and off. I mean, I worked in New Orleans for a while, took a break, worked in Houston for a while, went back to New Orleans. It was sort of, you know, in the late 60s, radio was, I'm sure, a lot different than it is today.
And more fun.
It was less commercial, so it wasn't as stringent. People weren't so cared about the bottom line because FM stations weren't making any money anyway, so... When rock and roll first started being played on FM, it was, you know, if anybody was listening, it was a bonus. So it was a lot freer world then as far as programming the station was concerned. And but in around 1970, when it started becoming popular, and ABC Love came out with, you know, ABC what came out with their Love format, and it became a little more commercially mainstream. I didn't find it as exciting, so I quit.
I think you told me one time you worked the overnights on an FM, didn't you?
Yeah, my favorite shift used to be midnight to 6. In New Orleans, you met the real, you know, the future Cirque du Soleil acts who would come by the station.
I think we've talked about that because I think I got sometimes buried into that shift myself, and the people that you would meet, they'd call up, and they weren't really there. Hey, what's happening? I mean, they were like, it's like the old George Carlin routine, you know? They were just like in another world.
They were indeed, especially in New Orleans, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
3 o'clock in the morning, and our station was located close to the French Quarter, so we'd get some strange visits at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's pretty funny. I heard you mention the other day on the Today Show what a delight it is to work with Christine Baranski, who we've had on the show, too. She is one super lady, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And she's a real talent, you know. I mean, it's hard to find a woman who's as funny as she and as caring as she. And as she takes the job very seriously, but has a great heart and a great sense of humor about it, and works hard, keeps you on my toes.
Is it tougher to bring in audiences these days? Tuesday night on NBC a few years back.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, there's so many more choices that people have, and it's such a shotgun effect of the programming that to get people's attention. I think it's tougher, and the networks, I think, have a hair trigger on pulling shows that they don't think are really scoring in some degree that they can at least have faith in it. So it's tougher. You know, I've said that it's harder to be a success, but easier to stay on the air if you are, because your diminished return expectation is such that you can get a smaller number and stay on the air if it's the right number, whereas, you know, before that when I did Baa Baa Black Sheep in the late 70s, we were canceled with a 28 share.
Yeah.
Wow. If I had a show today that had a 28 share, they would not stop backing up the Brinks trucks to my house.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It's a smaller audience that you're trying to grab hold of these days, and so if you can grab a portion of that audience, you can stay on the air.
John, I want to apologize to you because I know that you're on a very tight schedule. I would love to mention all the credits that you have done, not only on stage, but on the big screen, in addition to what we're talking about here from the television works that we all know you from. But we would be here for about 6-7 months. But I want to tell you that your work is unparalleled. It really is. Whether it's on the big screen, the small screen, or on stage, you just do one heck of a job. You really do.
That's very nice of you to say.
When are you going to come down to Central Florida and relax a little bit?
You know, I may do that this spring. I owe a visit to some of my relatives in Mississippi, and you guys aren't too far from there, so I may be down there.
Well, would you do that? Let us know, and let us have you as our guest. Love to have you. We like to reciprocate all the happy times that you give us. Tuesdays on NBC, like in radio. What a segue, John. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Ron.
Okay, our very special guest, John Larroquette, one of the best in our business, and he is back with a reboot of his highly successful show, Night Court, and it's on NBC, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Tuesdays. And the new episode is going to be starting this Tuesday, April 25th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC, Night Court. And our guest, a multi-talented John Larroquette. We're going to pause for a second, but there is so much more to come, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And
the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
World, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah, be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get
TV. Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with. So I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and then go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And, you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for, her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay, because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family. And it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my In the Kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook. And I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking. And,
sure.
And they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I mean, I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, 3 feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and who could forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear. He's 100 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
An amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Totonese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon, and I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. People are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog. I've got a newsletter. I've got, like, a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, you like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, that's better than the option, I guess.
Yeah.
Really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually, yes. Was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma. We lived in Louisiana. We lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, Army or Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. Somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals. How do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up, and they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent in your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me. I'm grateful that he did.
And again, yeah. The website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. And is there any other stuff on there other than the recipes, Valerie? Or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah.
So
I've got blogs on there.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s. You know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody else.
I've been back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small, big town is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest, Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget, Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network, and then the Sunday morning show that you do. What's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know? Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. Sweet lady. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
IRA, stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour, beautiful and talented Shania Twain, Frankie Avalon, John Larroquette, and Valerie Bertinelli. Next hour, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's got a talk show, a famous wrestler. Later on, from the Fat Tuna, where he is the captain, and the TV show Wicked Tuna, Captain Bob Cook. From MeTV's Spenguli himself, Rich Cause, and then Victor Sanchez and Chef Alexandra Ramos in our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.